Yesterday, in his two-part series on street youth gangs, KSKA's Len Anderson focused on the structure and membership of Anchorage gangs. Today, he turns to law enforcement and the courts.
For two full days this week, nearly 100 police officers filled the large lecture room at the Anchorage Police Training Center to learn about street gangs. Dr. Al Valdez is a nationally recognized author, trainer, and consultant on youth violence. He says it's not belonging to a gang, but why and what you do that determines your street gang status.
Law specifically says that you're a gang member, okay, that's all right, in itself doesn't qualify you for that statute. What you have to do with those gang-related crimes, and the prosecution has to prove that it's for the benefit of the gang, then you qualify for that statute.
Once we identify the group, we have to look for the criminal element, and the criminal activity is what identifies the criminal street gang.
Scott Lofthouse is the gang criminal intelligence officer for the Anchorage Police Department. Lofthouse has developed an Anchorage list of more than 4,500 names of potential street gang members and just under 180 known groups in Anchorage. To that listing, Lofthouse applies the state statute.
Three or more individuals who in the preceding 3 years have committed two or more felony offenses, but there's a couple of other little qualifiers. It has to be at the direction of, for the benefit of, or in association with the group.
Using that standard, Lofthouse has 78 validated Anchorage groups, of which 30 are currently active. And he's validated about 375 criminal street gang members. That doesn't mean there aren't more, but that's the number APD has confirmed. And Lofthouse says the designation gang member is not lightly bestowed because it can influence certain cases. Such crimes, most often drug dealing, but also others of a more violent nature, are classified as gang-motivated. Crimes committed by a known gang member, but not for the benefit of the group itself, the law describes as gang-related. Those are criminal acts committed by gang members, but are not done to benefit the gang. 90% of Anchorage's gang crimes fall into the related category. But with either designation, the individual must have been validated according to the statute. So the official tally is likely lower than actual gang-motivated or related crimes. The ultimate goal is to get Lofthouse's information into the court, but that's proven difficult.
We've had a couple of cases where we've indicted as a gang-motivated crime, and we've had the courts actually dismiss those indictments because the defense raised the objection that that information is prejudicial to the defense. But there are some crimes where there's just no other motivation, and that's truly what it is. It's a gang-motivated crime. So how do you charge that when you don't have a motive other than gang, and you can't use that in the trial?
Gang expert Valdez is not surprised at the Alaska rulings.
The bench always makes the ultimate decision, or the jury, and Mr. Lofthouse does what every good gang cop does in the country. He takes his three swings at the plate, and he does the best job he can, and if the court or the jury finds that it's not true, then we learn. We try to make it true.
But there are occasional successes. Lofthouse says he was allowed to testify during sentencing at a Nome trial of two gang drug dealers arrested in Kotzebue. They each received an additional 2 years to their sentences. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.